Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 128 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 6th is forgetting about what other people think. If you could do something you love every day for the rest of your life, what would you do? How does this activity set your soul on fire? How do you feel when you are doing it? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing our dreams. Now, you might be thinking, isn't this podcast for teachers and coaches? So isn't educating young people what we should all love to do every day? In a general sense, yes. But there are many different ages and levels to teach and coach at. Some of us are better suited in the classroom, and some are better suited as administrators. Some of us are better assistant coaches, and some are better as the head coach. So yes, in a general sense, teaching and leading young people and making a difference in their lives might be something we all love to do. But just like we talked about on yesterday's episode with the story of John Montgomery, in a general sense, he knew he wanted to represent Canada as a national athlete, and he wanted to find a way to discover his best self. But it took him a while to find the specific avenue or sport in which to do that. So today's challenge is about taking stock of whether we are currently in the avenue that can best help us pursue our dream that comes from our vision, as a way to help find the best avenue for us to take. To set our soul on fire, we're going to look at the four stages of finding purpose from John Gordon, as outlined in his book, The Seed. The first stage of finding our purpose is the preparation stage. This is everything that happens in our life up until the time we decide to plant our seed. It's our childhood and all the lessons we've learned along the way, all the struggle and the adversity we've faced. Sometimes we're going to feel like we are in the desert or that we are completely lost, and that's okay. Remember, our fundamental of success today is pursuing our dreams, and it's an action fundamental, so we need to keep taking action. A lot of times we're going to think we have planted our seed and that we are where we're supposed to be and doing what we're supposed to do, and then something comes along to knock us off our track. But really what that means is we haven't quite found the correct place to plant our seed and what truly sets our soul on fire. It's really just part of our preparation stage, and it is preparing us to be able to do the work that we were meant to do. The second stage in finding our purpose is the planting stage. This is where we decide to plant our seed. This often comes from a defining moment. Maybe through a crisis or through a sign that we feel in our gut, this is something we are supposed to do. It might be something that has been whispering to us for a long time. And the defining moment might come at the end of a very long road. And the other thing about deciding where to plant our seed is that it comes when we don't pay attention to what other people want us to be. And we even transcend what we want to be, because ultimately, it is about living to be the best we can be in the service of others. The third stage in finding our purpose is the growth stage. Once we decide where to plant our seed, it can be amazing how our eyes are opened up to all the different possibilities and situations that are provided for us to grow. We will experience high points as we grow that will bolster our confidence that we're in the right place. But we will also experience adversity that will cause us to doubt ourselves. We need to have faith, and we need to understand that everyone's timeline is different. So our growth stage may take longer than we want it to, but ultimately it is preparing us for the final stage. And that final stage in finding our purpose is the harvest stage. This is where our purpose becomes so clear we can say it in one sentence. We can reap what we have sown, and we have an energy that allows us to keep giving and giving. We can look back and see how all the stages, the preparation, the planting, the growing have all been connected and led us to the harvest. We produce fruit that benefits others and helps them change their lives and live to their full potential. The harvest is the culmination of writing our own story. So how about you? Forgetting about what other people think, if you could do something you love every day for the rest of your life, what would you do? How does this activity set your soul on fire? How do you feel when you are doing it? Now, what if you discover during the stages of finding your purpose that you don't believe teaching or coaching is where you should plant your seed? Should you pivot and move in a new direction? Yes, but only if you truly believe that's where your seed should be planted. You shouldn't do it for external factors like money, prestige, or having an easy life where we don't have to face challenges. We should only pivot away from teaching and coaching if there is something else that sets our soul on fire and can create an avenue for us to reach our full potential. We may all be at different stages in finding our purpose. Some of us may still be going through experiences that are preparing us. Some of us may have recently experienced a defining moment and are deciding to plant our seed. Some of us may be in the growth stage where we are being shaped and molded to be ready for the harvest. And some of us may be living in the harvest stage where we are living close to the limits of our true potential and reaping what we have sown throughout our journey. And remember, it is just that, a journey to write our own story, not for self-expression, but for self-donation. And if we have the courage to keep taking action, a journey that will allow us to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.